Philadelphia International Airport officials say Sunday was expected to be the busiest over the Thanksgiving holiday. And as travelers told KYW's Nina Barati, they weren't wrong.
I've flew in a couple times, but I don't think it's ever been this bad.
After a Thanksgiving weekend away, PHL officials say close to 85,000 people were expected to go through the airport Sunday.
Kaylee Goodell was moving to Philly and calls her flight from New York crazy.
There was a lot of turbulence issues because I guess the rain, and it was like shaky back and forth. There was a lot of babies crying, a lot of traffic. There was people waiting outside, a lot of people trying to rush in line.
Inside, crowds of people were spotted around the luggage retrieval belts, and outside the airport, a ton of cars and taxis with staff outside in the rain to help people find their ride. But despite the busy scene, some passengers like Davina Meg says her craziest part of her trip to Vermont for the holiday was getting there.
Going over, I had a little worry because it took a while to go through security. So I made it to 5 minutes before boarding, which is always a bit of a moment of heart palpitations. But after that, it went just fine.
Overall, airport officials say about 867,000 people would pass through between Friday, November 18th through this Tuesday, the 29th.
And comparing years past, PHL says there are 12% more folks traveling during that time period compared to last year, but overall it's still lower from 2019 levels before the pandemic hit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.